Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm greeting you here from the bedside table of children all over the world who are getting ready to go to bed now. I'm the candle burning on the bedside table, wishing each child happy dreams and a wonderful world. I travel all over the world greeting boys and girls and hearing their stories and hearing the wonderful things that are happening in their life. And, you know, I was with a young man who was just a very fine young man, just always doing the right thing and attempting to be a good boy, but never sure that he was a good boy. And as I talked with him, he was telling me, "Mr. Candle, how come people don't appreciate that I'm a good boy?" And I said, "Well, Farnsworth, people don't agree or think that you're a good boy because you keep telling them that you're a good boy." "But I am a good boy." "Yeah, but you keep telling people you're a good boy, and they think that if you have to tell them you're a good boy, you're probably not a good boy. You're probably not a very nice boy because you are not doing the things the way you should be doing it." "But I'm always doing things the way I should be doing it, and I'm always a good boy, and I'm always behaving, and I'm always being a nice guy. But why should people doubt me?" "Well, you know, Farnsworth, as I look at the world, and I see the things that the world does, and then I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Just look. There it is, that man, he's mowing his lawn, and his neighbor is sick in bed. And so instead of asking his neighbor if he could mow his lawn, he just goes right over and mows his lawn and doesn't say a thing. And now look, there's Mrs. Jones down the street. She's looking at her world, and she's looking at all the children. She's got 5 children to take care of. She's got a husband who is kind of sickly, but he's working and doing his best. And she has a mother who lives with her, and a father who lives with her, and a mother-in-law who lives with her, and a father-in-law. She has a house full of people. But Mrs. Jones heard that your mother was not feeling well, our Farnsworth. And so what did she do? Well, she came over to our house with a bowl of soup for Mom, and she said, "Mom, here's some chicken soup that'll make you feel better." Well, now, when did she have time to make that chicken soup for your mom to help your mom feel better when she had so many things to do herself? "I don't know. I wondered, too. She's such a busy lady, but she's always got time to do something for somebody that's nice." "Well, Farnsworth, why don't you look around the world and see what you can do that would be nice for other people? What could you do that would make other people nice? What did your mama ask you to do recently that you didn't have time to do?" "Well, she says I should take my little sister and take her for a walk around the block." "Well, I haven't got time to take my sister for a walk around the block. Who wants to be seen with their sister anyhow? Their little sister, my goodness, even a bigger sister, but any sister, who wants to be seen with them?" "Well, Farnsworth, Mrs. Jones, she took time to go and deliver some soup when she had so many things to do, and she didn't want to be seen doing nice things for other people because then everybody's going to think that she should come and do nice things for them." "Oh, no. Everybody's going to think she's a nice lady." "Oh, is that what they're going to think?" "Well, what would they think, Farnsworth, if your boyfriends and your girlfriends and your friends, they all were to see you taking your little sister by the hand and walking her around the block, making sure that she didn't get into any trouble, and give her a happy time, and then have her sit down and watch you and your friends play ball, and then go over to her and say, 'Come, it's time for us to go home, Annabelle. Do you want to go home now?' And Annabelle says, 'No, no, no. I want to play.' And you say, 'Well, Annabelle, it's time for us to go home now.' 'But I'm playing with my friends here now.' 'Annabelle, it's time for us to go home.' 'But, Farnsworth, I don't want to.' And so you just sit down with Annabelle, and you bring all of her friends over, and you say, 'Guys, girls, Annabelle should go home now because it's time for her supper. Now, what do you think Annabelle should do? Well, now all the boys and all the girls were gathering around and they were looking at her and they were thinking, what kind of brother is this that would ask a question like that? And then they looked at Farnsworth and they said, Farnsworth, why do you want her to go home? Because her mother said she should be home by 5:30 in time for supper. And then they turned to Annabelle. They said, Annabelle, did your mom say that you were supposed to be home at 5:30 for supper? And Annabelle says, well, yeah, I guess so. Well, Annabelle, Farnsworth is merely doing what your mama asked and helping you to remember to do what you're supposed to do. Now, isn't that a wonderful boy who would do a thing like that and make you unhappy with him even when it's something you should have been doing by yourself? Oh, yeah, but Farnsworth is always being a good boy. Well, isn't it better having a brother who's a good boy than a brother who's a bad boy? I hadn't thought of it that way. Well, think about it. Yeah. Farnsworth? Okay. Farnsworth, I like you. Farnsworth, will you take me home now? And Farnsworth said to his sister, Annabelle, I love you very much, and I think you're a wonderful sister. Now, shall we go home to supper now? And Annabelle said, yes, let's go. And all the boys and girls said, can we walk along with you? We're going that way too. And Farnsworth says, why, of course. And how about if we all sing a song? And they said, what? Yeah, let's all sing a song. Well, what song shall we sing? And Farnsworth says, well, it's a song that's a favorite of mine. He said, well, what song is that? Well, it goes like this. I like me, 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 I like me. Oh, hey, that's an easy one to sing, Farnsworth. Where did you learn that? Well, I heard my mommy singing that, and I heard Mrs. Jones singing that, and I heard all the people singing it in my world. Well, that's a nice song. Let's sing it together as we go home. So all the children headed toward home, and they were singing, I like me, 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 I like me. Farnsworth, Annabelle, time for supper now. And so Farnsworth and Annabelle got home just in time for supper, and they ate their supper. And it was no time at all before it was time to go to bed. And Annabelle climbed into bed. And Annabelle was laying there and said, Farnsworth, come here, give me a hug. Yeah, come on, Farnsworth. All right. And then I said, hey, you guys, look. There comes Mr. Sandman. He's going to put pixie dust on you and help you go to sleep and have wonderful dreams. So now give your mom and dad a big hug. Give everybody a big hug and a big smooch and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Get ready for wonderful dreams. Okay, now. Thank you, Mr. Sandman.
It's okay, Mr. Cattle.
And you just all have a wonderful sleep now. And I'll see you another day because I love you. I love you. I love you.